When a dental practice shifts from being purely teeth-focused to embracing a whole-body wellness approach, everything changes. Conversations become deeper, case acceptance improves, patients begin to understand why treatment matters, and instead of viewing dentistry as episodic or reactive, they start to see it as a critical part of their long-term health strategy. Welcome to Austin, Texas, and welcome to the Phil Klein Dental Podcast. Before we get started, I want to tell you about a fantastic material that works as both a protective liner for composites and for direct or indirect pulp capping. It's called Theracal LC. Made by Bisco, it's hydrophilic, resin-modified calcium silicate formula, and it creates a strong, stable liner that reduces postoperative sensitivity. It's radiopaque, and it's very easy to place. Once you light cure it, it's ready for use with any bonding technique. Theracal LC is non-soluble, so it won't wash out, and it releases calcium to support secondary dentin bridge formation, making it ideal for deep preps and pulp exposures. So when you need reliable protection for the pulpal complex, choose Theracal LC from Bisco. To learn more, visit bisco.com. Today on the show, we're diving into one of the most important and often overlooked topics in modern dentistry, the powerful connection between oral health and overall systemic health. Now, we've all heard the phrase, the mouth is the gateway to the body, but research continues to show just how true that really is. A deeper understanding of the mouth-body connection has the power to completely shift how a general dentist approaches care, moving from a tooth-by-tooth model to a truly health-centered practice. From type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease to respiratory conditions and even adverse pregnancy outcomes, systemic diseases can significantly influence oral health. And in many cases, poor oral hygiene and chronic oral inflammation can actually make existing systemic conditions worse. So the reality is when patients recognize that their dentist is looking beyond oral health and considering the impact on their overall well-being, the value of that care becomes immediately clear. And practices, I believe, that embrace this whole body approach don't just see better clinical outcomes, they build deeper patient trust, patient satisfaction, and ultimately organic growth through word of mouth. So patients quickly realize how unique this kind of dentistry is because they're not just having their teeth treated, they're having their total health supported. So today in this episode, we're going to explore what the latest evidence is telling us, how these mouth-body relationships impact our patients every day in the operatory, and what we as dental professionals can do to deliver dental care that truly supports whole-body health. Now, all of us at one time or another have heard the phrase, the mouth is the gateway to the body. So let's begin by kind of explaining what that really means. The concept refers to the biological reality that the oral cavity is intimately connected to the rest of the body through the bloodstream, the respiratory system, and the digestive tract. And with that understanding, we also know that the mouth is home to a diverse and dynamic microbiome. And when this environment becomes imbalanced due to plaque buildup, inflammation, and/or infection, it can create pathways for harmful bacteria to travel to other organ systems. I mean, that's the crux of the matter. The gingival tissues in particular provide a direct entry point for this because when they're inflamed, they become more permeable, they bleed, and they ultimately allow bacteria and inflammatory mediators to enter circulation. Additionally, the oral cavity often serves as an early warning system for systemic issues, and as GPs and hygienists, we should be aware of this. Many systemic diseases have manifestations in the mouth, including altered saliva, delayed wound healing, and changes in gum disease. And because dentists and hygienists see patients more regularly than many physicians, they are often the first healthcare providers to detect signs of underlying systemic problems. So let's get more into specifics by beginning the discussion with diabetes. So how does diabetes affect gum disease severity? And how can periodontal inflammation complicate glycemic control? That's an important question that we should know the answer to. Well, first of all, patients with type 2 diabetes, as we know, experience changes in blood vessel integrity and immune function, and that makes them more susceptible to infections, including periodontal disease. High blood sugar levels fuel bacterial growth and impair the body's ability to fight infection, leading to more severe and rapidly progressing gum inflammation. This is why uncontrolled diabetics so often present with advanced periodontitis, which includes bone loss and reduced healing capacity. We see this in our office quite often with patients that have uncontrolled diabetes. And here's what's really important for us to realize. Periodontal disease can also worsen glycemic control, creating a two-way relationship. The chronic inflammation associated with gum disease elevates systemic inflammatory markers, which in turn increases insulin resistance. This means that unresolved perioinflammation can make it harder to stabilize blood glucose levels, reinforcing the importance of coordinated dental and medical management for diabetic patients. Now let's talk about heart disease for a second. What do we currently know about the relationship between periodontal pathogens, inflammation, and heart disease? Now, although causation has not been firmly established, a significant body of research supports strong associations between perio disease and cardiovascular conditions. One prevailing theory is that periodontal pathogens, once in the bloodstream, contribute to the formation of arterial plaque by triggering inflammatory responses within blood vessel walls. Now, these inflammatory mediators may also destabilize existing plaques, potentially increasing the risk of heart attack or stroke. Now, another factor to keep in mind is systemic inflammation itself. Chronic perio disease raises levels of something we call C-reactive protein and other inflammatory biomarkers, which are known contributors to cardiovascular risk. So even if the bacteria themselves are not the primary culprits in all of this, the inflammation they generate may play a significant role in vascular damage. Now, this connection underscores the idea that maintaining periodontal health can be a meaningful part of reducing overall cardiovascular risk. So now let's pivot for a moment to respiratory issues. How can poor oral hygiene increase risks for pneumonia, COPD exacerbations, or respiratory issues? Now, respiratory diseases are influenced in part by the bacteria present in the mouth, particularly in older patients or those with compromised immune systems. Because when dental plaque accumulates, pathogenic bacteria can be aspirated into the lungs, especially during sleep. Now, this is all a well-documented mechanism behind aspiration pneumonia, which can be a life-threatening situation in elderly or hospitalized patients. Now, for individuals with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, oral bacteria can exacerbate inflammation within the respiratory system. Periodontal pathogens have been identified in the lower airways of COPD patients, suggesting that poor oral hygiene may contribute to flare-ups, for instance. And improved oral hygiene and routine dental care have been shown to reduce respiratory complications, particularly in nursing home populations where pneumonia rates are significantly impacted by oral health practices. Okay, so we talked about respiratory. What about pregnancy outcomes? What does the evidence suggest about periodontal disease and adverse pregnancy outcomes? Multiple studies have reported associations between periodontal disease and adverse pregnancy outcomes, such as preterm birth, low birth weight, and preeclampsia. The proposed mechanism for this involves inflammatory cytokines and bacterial byproducts entering the bloodstream. Once again, we're talking about getting into the circulation from diseased periodontal tissues. So this seems to be the current theme. These inflammatory mediators may interfere with normal fetal development or trigger premature labor. Now, while the evidence is not yet conclusive enough to establish a direct cause and effect relationship, the correlations are strong enough that organizations like the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend dental care during pregnancy. Treating perio disease before or during pregnancy not only improves oral health, but may reduce inflammatory burden, offering a potentially meaningful benefit to maternal and fetal health. We'll be right back, but first, For many years now, we've recognized that buffering local anesthetics can reduce injection pain, speed up onset, and decrease the overall volume of anesthesia needed. However, the process of buffering has always been complex, time-consuming, and expensive, until now. Introducing BufferPro, a single-use, sterile, self-contained capsule that delivers 0.1 mL of sodium bicarbonate into a dental anesthetic cartridge, raising the solution's pH to near physiologic levels. No measuring, no mixing, and no hassle. Join the growing number of dentists introducing BufferPro into their practices. To learn more, visit septodontusa.com. Now let's ask this question. Which systemic diseases, besides diabetes, tend to show early or significant oral signs? So as healthcare professionals, what should we be looking out for? Cardiovascular disease, autoimmune conditions, and certain nutritional deficiencies often present with oral manifestations long before a medical diagnosis is made. So conditions like Sjogren's syndrome or rheumatoid arthritis can cause dry mouth, mucosal changes, and rapid caries progression due to reduced salivary flow. And as we know, because saliva plays a critical protective role, reduced quantity or quality of saliva can accelerate oral disease. Other systemic issues include anemia and GI disorders. They may show up as pale mucosa, glossitis, or ulcerations in the oral cavity. Some infections and immune disorders also manifest as periodontal breakdown or unusual inflammatory responses. This is why dentists and hygienists are uniquely positioned to help identify underlying systemic conditions, often earlier than other healthcare professionals. So we've talked about some systemic interaction with the oral cavity, and we've kind of just scratched the surface, but we've covered some of the important issues. But another important thing to talk about is how the dental professional should communicate correlations between periodontal disease and systemic inflammation without overstating the science. So the key to doing this is to emphasize what we do know. There are strong, consistent associations between oral inflammation and several chronic systemic conditions. We as dental professionals can explain that the mouth is part of a larger inflammatory ecosystem, and that reducing oral inflammation is one of the ways to support overall health. By framing it this way, you're being very accurate, evidence-based, and you're avoiding making unproven claims about causation. In addition, it's also helpful to present the information in clear, patient-friendly language. Instead of saying, periodontal disease causes heart disease or diabetes complications, clinicians can say, for instance, these conditions tend to occur together, and inflammation in one part of the body can impact inflammation in another. Doing it this way, or this approach, builds trust, supports informed decision-making, and empowers patients to view oral hygiene as part of their total health routine. So what steps can clinicians take to reduce the systemic impact of untreated periodontal disease? The first step is early identification through thorough periodontal screening, risk assessment, which includes, of course, a good medical history. And it's important to keep this information updated through consistent documentation on an ongoing basis. You can't just do it once. You got to continue to get this information as the patient stays with you through the course of their treatment. By identifying inflammation at its earliest stages, we can intervene before the disease progresses and systemic inflammatory load increases. We want to get it early, or at least as early as we can. Comprehensive hygiene protocols, including biofilm disruption and management, scaling and root planing when indicated, and regular maintenance visits help reduce bacterial load and inflammation. Now, education is equally critical. Patients need to understand how their daily oral hygiene habits affect not just their teeth and gums, but their overall health. Clear communication, motivational interviewing, and personalized home care recommendations all contribute to better outcomes. Additionally, we have to keep in mind that collaboration with physicians, particularly endocrinologists, cardiologists, and primary care providers, ensures that the dental team is part of a broader whole-body approach to patient care. As we wrap up today's conversation, it becomes clear that the mouth-body connection is no longer a fringe concept or an emerging theory. It's a fundamental reality of modern healthcare. The oral cavity is not isolated from the rest of the body. It's biologically, immunologically, and systemically connected. And what we see in the mouth often reflects what's happening elsewhere. When we step back and look at the evidence from diabetes and cardiovascular disease to respiratory illness and pregnancy outcomes, the common thread is inflammation. Periodontal disease is not just a local issue. It's part of a larger inflammatory burden that can influence overall health. And that puts dentists and hygienists in a uniquely powerful position. We often see patients more frequently than their physicians, which means we have an incredible opportunity to identify risk, educate patients, and intervene earlier than almost anyone else in the healthcare system. That is where the real transformation happens, not just clinically, but at the practice level. When a dental practice shifts from being purely teeth-focused to embracing a whole-body wellness approach, everything changes. Conversations become deeper, case acceptance improves, patients begin to understand why treatment matters, not just what needs to be done. And instead of viewing dentistry as episodic or reactive, they start to see it as a critical part of their long-term health strategy. Patients notice this difference immediately. They recognize when their dentist is asking better questions, reviewing medical history more thoughtfully, and explaining how oral inflammation may relate to their diabetes, their heart health, or overall well-being. That level of care builds trust, and trust drives loyalty. And these patients don't just stay in your practice. They refer. They refer friends, family members, and coworkers because they feel genuinely cared for. Word of mouth becomes more powerful because the experience is meaningfully different for them. From a business standpoint, a health-centered practice model is also incredibly sustainable. Comprehensive periodontal care, which includes ongoing maintenance, preventive education, and interdisciplinary collaboration, all support healthier patients and healthier revenue streams. This approach aligns clinical excellence with practice growth without compromising ethics or overstating the science. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Phil Klein.